Everybody, I'll call the meeting to order. I'd like to ask Board Member Corbett to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming out. Do our roll call and introductions. Starting over to my far right, we have Mike Dunker from Riadel, Bill Massey, Forestville, Jeff Hales, Chairman from Eureka. To my left, David Norum from Sebastopol, Vice Chair, and John Corbett from McKinleyville. Carol Dean is absent today, and so is Heidi Harris. Ms. Coleman?
Mr. Hales, to my far right is Kim Niemeyer, Staff Counsel. Luis Rivera, Assistant Executive Officer. We've got a number of staff people here. I'll let them introduce themselves as they come up. But, of course, we have Jean, who's wandering around and helping with anything. You can give cards to anyone, either Jean or Patty. Patty Corsi. And Russ is doing the sound, and Drew Bayless, the IT.
Thank you. All right. We'll have any ex-party communication disclosure for board members to identify discussions they may have had requiring disclosure pursuant to Government Code Section 11430.50.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Massey.
As usual, I have been speaking with state and federal elected officials and local officials regarding West County sewers since our last meeting.
Mr. Chair.
Excuse me. I attended a meeting with the Solid Waste Advisory Group for Sonoma County with Kat Coleman last week regarding the solid waste issues in county, and I also attended a meeting regarding between local oversight program for Sonoma County and our staff.
Thanks. And I myself have had a couple of phone conversations with Mr. Dick Lindstrom. He's a resident of Fairhaven, which is just outside of Eureka. He's a resident looking to develop a parcel and is having issues with wastewater, for having a wastewater system, and I've just directed him to talk with staff, but he's been, I've been his main point of contact, and he's been calling me, and I've just been funneling him off to staff, so. Okay, moving on to our reports. Our State Board Liaison, Tam, is not here with us today. She's meetings in Sacramento. I do not have anything to report out. Do we have any board members with anything to report? Okay, and Kat, usually at the end? All right. Okay, let's move on to public forum for, I don't have any speaker cards, but if anybody wishes to address the board for items that are not on our agenda, great, come forward, and I would like you to fill out a speaker card when you're done, please.
Oh, okay, thank you very much.
State your name and...
Hi, I'm Dennis Slota from the Mendocino County Water Agency, and a couple of your staff folks asked me to give you folks a little update on our NPDES Phase 2 public education program, and I just wanted to share with you a little display that we prepared just in-house staff, maybe you can just pass that
thank
around.
Thank you.
And we're starting a little campaign, Responsible Smoker. And I guess I would just, actually, we did this for free, too, just staff time. We downloaded some stuff from the internet and had a friend donate a little recording time for us. And maybe you can play this.
I'm probably not going to quit anytime soon. So I like to do my part in being a responsible smoker and not leave the butts on the ground. You see, since cigarette butts are the number one form of plastic litter on beaches and are mistaken for food by the critters who live there, if I hold on to even one cigarette butt, I might be saving a fish or a bird. So the next time you're out smoking, be a responsible smoker and throw the butt in a proper trash can or hold on to it until you can. Because the way I see it, that's the decent thing to do.
This message brought to you by the Mendocino County Water Agency. Quick, what's the most littered item? Bottles? Food wrappers? Think again. Cigarette butts are the most littered item worldwide. Cigarette butts are not biodegradable and are harmful to people, wildlife, the economy, and the environment. please be a responsible smoker and don't throw your butts on the ground. This message brought to you by the Mendocino County Water Agency.
It's no surprise that cigarette butts are the most littered item in the world. The majority of smokers seen in public regularly discard their cigarette butts on the ground when finished smoking, and most people do nothing about it. Besides being unsightly, tobacco litter is a pesticide that kills plants and animals and harms water quality. Once in the water, toxins in the cigarette butt leach out and harm aquatic insects, fish, and wildlife. The filter looks like it is made of cotton, but is actually made of plastic fibers that will not biodegrade. Cigarette filters also look like food to marine life, and thousands of turtles and birds die each year from starvation or poisoning caused by eating the cigarettes. If you smoke, please be a responsible smoker and discard your cigarette butts in an ashtray. A friendly reminder from the Mendocino County Water Agency.
If you smoke, then I don't need to tell you about all the harmful chemicals produced once you light a cigarette. You've already heard or read about that stuff before. What you may not realize is that those chemicals become highly concentrated in the cigarette filter. And if you flick the filter on the ground, the butt becomes a little poison pill waiting to release its toxins. Did you know that when cigarette butts are thrown on the street or sidewalk, they get washed into storm drains when it rains? The storm drains lead to creeks, rivers, and eventually the ocean. So these little poison pills end up floating around, releasing chemicals into the environment, hurting plankton and water quality. Many animal species that consume cigarette butts think they are food. Birds, turtles, and fish die each year from stomachs clogged with cigarette filters and other litter. If you smoke, please toss your butts into a proper receptacle and not on the ground. Respect the planet and be a responsible smoker. Brought to you by the Mendocino County Water Agency.
Hey, what's the big deal about a little cigarette butt? Cigarette butts aren't just litter, they're toxic litter. Of the 470 billion cigarettes smoked in the United States in 1998, it's estimated that 176,250,000 pounds of cigarette butts were discarded on the ground. Nicotine is a powerful, water-soluble insecticide. One cigarette butt in 2 gallons of water is toxic to Daphnia, who are the base of the aquatic food chain. Also, birds, turtles, and other life mistake cigarette butts for food. Please be a responsible smoker and use the ashtray. This message brought to you by the Mendocino County Water Agency.
Well, thank you for your time. And here's another little educational event.
Thank you.
So thanks.
Thank you. That's all I had, unless you had any questions.
Yeah, actually, I do have a question for you.
Yes.
First of all, thanks. This is, I'm not the only person, but as, a non-smoker, people flinging cigarette butts is a big pet peeve of mine. So it's great to hear this, and I'd like to know if there's a way that you can share this outside of Mendocino County.
Oh, definitely.
So.
No, we are intending to do that. We have one little copyright thing left with one person, and I intend to distribute it through our RWA and our friends to the north, North Coast Watershed Association folks, too.
Great.
No, we do intend to share all this.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll leave
this for a moment. Okay. Anybody else?
Okay. Moving on, our first item is the approval of the meeting minutes, but there are some corrections that need to be made, as I've been informed by staff, so we're just going to pull those from our agenda and move on to item two.